3270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, it's warming up a little bit out there. It's still very, very cold. And during the program this morning, I've been telling you about the flower show that begins February 18th through the 21st in Rhode Island, telling you about the orchid show that's coming up in 2 weeks at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. And during the program, Les Regenbogen, who is the orchid man, who helps to put together this show in Nashua, gave us a call, and I thought we'd talk to him for a few minutes. And he can tell you, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It is going to get brighter, and it's going to get warmer. And before long, you will be outside in your garden. And for a lot of you, you can have orchids outside. I live in Maine, and I have orchids that I keep in my backyard. They come inside for the winter, and it's something that I really enjoy, and it's easy. When I first started gardening, when somebody said orchids, I went, oh, no, no. That's not for me. I don't have the time and the money and everything else to do something like that. But once I got started with Les's help, it's wonderful. Les, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How is everything with Les today?
Well, we're fine. I didn't want to preempt the conversation that you had said so nicely that we would have next week. I'm looking forward to that, but we heard you talking with one of your callers about a strange type of orchid he had that's coming out at the bottom, where the blooms are coming at the bottom of the pot.
Right.
And I thought I'd give you some information that you might pass along to him.
Okay.
There are a couple of orchids that, a couple of families of orchids, really, in which the blooms actually come out at the bottom and hang from the base downward rather than coming up on shoots. You've got the Stanhopia family of orchids. You've got the Gongora family of orchids. Both of them have over 50 varieties of species alone, and both of them have a slight cup that looks almost like a lady slipper. So it could be any one of those. Now, you're right. Your caller can bring his orchid or orchids to our show at the Radisson 2 weeks from now. But if he would like, we're having a meeting on February 6th at the Bedford Town Hall in Bedford, New Hampshire. That's just next Saturday, and he can bring it there, and we can help him directly as well.
Terrific.
I thought I'd pass that on to you, Paul.
Yeah, I really like that. Now, tell us about this show. I know it's wonderful. I've talked to a lot of listeners that have been, and they said, you know, we came out of that show, and it's been a gloomy, cold winter. We came out of there. We were rejuvenated. We felt like we could now plan out our garden, and it seemed to really break that cycle of I'm sick and tired of being in the house. I want to go outside. So tell us about the orchid show, and you know, give us a quick feeling of what people can see and do there.
Well, we're going to have over 12 vendors of orchids plus other orchid-related items. There are going to be at least 15 exhibitions put on by some of the vendors and many of the societies in New England. This show is going to last. We've expanded the hours, Paul, so that the show actually starts Friday the 12th at 1 o'clock and runs till 5 in the evening. That night we have our awards ceremony. And then Saturday it runs from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 4. Now, one thing we've done, too, is from 8 to 9 in the morning on both Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at the door and allow any photographer who wants to come in with a tripod and lighting equipment, they can come in and take photos of the orchids without charge. At 9 o'clock, we ask them if they want to stay to please pay the admission. But other than that, we have many photographers coming in during that 8 to 9 hour and have a wonderful, almost unobstructed chance to shoot wonderful photos of orchids. That we have tours running virtually every hour and a half throughout the 3 days of the show. We have lectures by orchid experts covering many subjects, too many for me to mention. There's just sort of a wonderful ability to learn all you can about orchids from both our membership as well as the people who are there exhibiting and vending their products. It's one of the biggest orchid shows in the Northeast, and it's become extremely popular, and we're very pleased with all that.
That's great. I hope everybody has a chance to attend. Now, it's really easy to get to, right? Tell us if they're traveling from Maine or Massachusetts, what would be the best way to get there, and tell us how easy it is.
Well, we're located off the Everett Turnpike, which is adjacent to Route U.S. Route 3, at Exit 1 in New Hampshire in Nashua, so that as soon as someone coming from Massachusetts or Connecticut or Rhode Island comes up Route 3, as soon as they cross into New Hampshire, the first exit is the exit for the Radisson Hotel, and we're only half a mile off the exit ramp. The hotel's clearly marked. From Maine, in many cases, some of our Maine members come across New Hampshire on Route 101 or some other Maine or some other New Hampshire route that's convenient, and then down Route 3 to Exit 1. It's very conveniently located. There's a huge amount of parking because it's a big hotel with lots of spaces. And we will even have a three-day pass for some people who just can't get enough of the orchids they see and smell for the first day. They keep coming back.
That's wonderful. Is there a phone number if people want to call for more information, Les?
Well, we do have a phone number for the hotel if they want, as far as that information is concerned. The hotel phone number, Paul, is area code 603-888-9970. Or if they want information about the Orchid Show and the Orchid Society, they can contact our society at nhorchids.org. That's NH for New Hampshire Orchids.org. And one or the other of our members will be in touch with them very shortly thereafter.
Terrific. Les, thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving us a call this morning and telling people how easy it is to get to. And again, if you want to get out of the cold and you want to see something that will warm you, it will encourage you that winter is coming to an end, And if you'd like to grow some orchids, it's so easy. I'm hooked. I mean, I love the Phalaenopsis orchid. And last winter, we came to Florida to visit my son. We'll be heading down to Florida shortly. But we drive down, and there's a couple of towns near the Orlando area that grow orchids. And I came home, I thought my wife was going to kill me, but I came home with 24 orchids.
Good Lord.
And brought them all home, and it was like my own little flower show. And it was wonderful. So, you know, I've kept most of them, and they look pretty good. And when we get back down there, I'm going to go visit some of these greenhouses and pick up a few more. But this is your chance to see what orchids look like and to talk to the person that is selling them, because he grew them.
Right.
He grows them in his own greenhouse or her own greenhouse, right, Les?
Yes. We have some wonderful vendors that appear at our show, and they're constantly talking to the customers, helping them with how to grow them, how to take care of them. Many of us put our orchids outdoors, even though we're in New England, as you know, put our orchids outdoors from May through the beginning of October very successfully. It really encourages their growth during the winter season.
Yep, I do. I do the same thing. Les, thank you so much for joining us, and
we'll try
and talk to you next week.
I look forward to talking with you next week, Paul, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Les. Our phone number, 800-259-9231, if we can help you with your garden. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Upman, who's up next?
Well, next we can go to Vinny from Bristol. I believe you talked to him last week at the very end of the show. He wanted to ask about, squash seeds and his peach tree.
Okay, Vinny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, we ran out of time last time I talked with you. And I'd asked primarily about 2 things, squash seedlings, which I selected mostly on disease resistance, which were the buttercup squash I selected. I have a nice bag of them, which I keep open, as you stated, and I keep them at room temperature. And they're now, this season coming up will be 2 years old because I got them 2 seasons ago. I held on. I'm just wondering how long they'll be good. And then I'll have a question about peach trimmings and how to root them, because I'd like the 2 beautiful peach trees. I'd like to make more peach trees out of them.
Okay, on your seed, it's going to depend on how thick that seed coat is. Some varieties of seeds will only last a year or two, but some varieties, for example, they found seed in the pyramids that they've been able to germinate and grow. So the whole thing is, if you can keep them cool and you can keep them dry, the other thing is, if you can keep them in a sealed container that's not plastic, they'll do much, much better. So, you know, if they're 2 years old, plant more than you normally would. That way you'll have better germination. But when you buy a package of seed, they always have a date on them. And at the end of the year, those seeds have to be returned. Some of them are taken out of the old packaging and tested, and if they germinate okay, they can be used again. But the bulk of them are a one season, And as long as you keep them dry, you can get 2 or 3 years. So I wouldn't throw them away. If you've got them and it's a great variety, replant them. And then when you harvest your fruit, clean it out, dry that mature seed, and you'll have that for the following year. Now, Vinny, your second question, you wanted to root or take cuttings of your existing peach tree?
Right. Right. And I wanted now, to, yeah, best time to do it and all that.
Okay. Is this a grafted variety that, let's say, is a dwarf or a semi-dwarf?
Semi. Both of them.
It's just, both of them are. Okay. When, if you're able to root them, they're going to be a tree that will grow to become a standard size tree that will get up to be 25 to 35 feet tall. And the reason yours are semi-dwarf or dwarf is that the cutting that the nursery man or woman took was grafted on a root system that makes the plant grow shorter. And that will control the size. And depending on what the tree is, sometimes they have to have a dwarfing root system, and then they put in a middle piece between the two that dwarfs it even more. So if you can get the cutting to root, it's going to get to be a real big tree. So this is what I want you to do. The best time to root it is when you get new growth, when it's fleshy. So if you were to take a cutting of the tip of the plant right now, the tip of the plant right now is really hard. It's fibrous, because it has to do that to get ready for the winter so that it can live with the temperature changes. So what you want to do is this. Wait until the new growth comes out and the plant has stopped growing. Once it's stopped growing, remove about a third of the leaves. Get yourself some rooting powder for hardwood cuttings. Dip it in the rooting powder, and then take all of your cuttings and put them in your container. Now, if you can get a container that has heat, bottom heat on it. Now, there's a company called Jiffy, and they belong to Fairy Moore Seed, and they make peat pots and Jiffy Sevens and things like that. They also make it's like a miniature greenhouse. It's a plastic seed tray that's 11 by 22, solid bottom, with a clear dome on top. And what you would do is you would take your heating pad, put it on low, put a towel on top of it, put this plastic dome container on top of that for the bottom heat from your heating pad. The clear dome would trap the moisture, and that would give you cuttings rooting much faster. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Farab Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Remember, on February 18th, through the 21st, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you live in Rhode Island, it's their annual Flower and Garden Show. We'll give you a lot more information in the weeks to come, but circle it on your calendar. This is, I think, the largest flower show in New England right now. The Boston show is gone, so Rhode Island is taking its place, and it is a wonderful, wonderful show. We'll give you more information in the weeks to come, but right down the calendar, 18th through the 21st, it's wonderful. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, let's see here. We can go to Nantucket and talk to Jim about wild blueberries.
Jim from Nantucket. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I just want to tell you, I grew up in Scituate, and I used to wash dishes at PJ's Country House when your dad was the chef.
That was a long time ago. Great time. Great.
From Kennedy's, but anyway, we live in Nantucket now, and I just have a simple question. We have an area the size of a baseball diamond of, you know, low to the ground wild blueberries.
Yeah.
And every spring I go out there and just clip all the pine growth and stuff that interferes with the blueberries. And I didn't know if there was any advice as to getting rid of the other bushes aside from the blueberries and when to do that, other than go out there and try to pull it up every year like I do. I know there's pressure and easy. Any advice you could give me on that?
Behind my house, there is a airport beacon tower. And it's probably 50 to 100 acres anyways. And it's all wild blueberries. And every 2 years they come in with these giant lawn mowers, like a regular push mower, and they cut all of the pine trees that come up and all of the birch clumps and things. And it basically, that way you remove all of the new growth and you don't get any blueberries. But on the following year, it is absolutely loaded. What I found that you can do that will really help is this. In the spring, I want you to buy a product called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier fertilizer. On Cape Cod, they use aluminum sulfate to make the hydrangeas bluer in color. But it makes the soil more acidic to make that hydrangea have a bluer color. Blueberries, the more acidic the soil is, the better they're going to produce. So if either the spring or the fall, you can add aluminum sulfate and you would broadcast it like you're throwing rock salt on top of ice. Some of the weeds that are coming up in that patch, when the soil gets to be too acidic, can't survive in it, and they'll just die out. But the really big, heavy stuff would be killed with a weed killer. Unfortunately, the same weed killer that would kill the weed will kill the blueberry. So this is what I would suggest you do. Get yourself 2 yardsticks. On the bottom of 1 yardstick, take a coffee can, like a 1 pound coffee can, a piece of duct tape, tape the coffee can with the opening up to your yardstick. Okay? So when you look at it, on the bottom of the stick is an open can. On the second yardstick, get yourself a 1 inch wide sponge paintbrush. And with the duct tape, put that on the end of your yardstick. Now, if you hold that in one in each hand, you won't have to bend over at all to apply the weed killer. And what you can do is you can mix up some Roundup or Cleanup in that container, walk out into your blueberry patch, dip the paintbrush into the can, and then paint the weed killer directly on the weeds that are a problem. If you use an aerosol or a pump type can, it will create pressure and it goes poof, and it will kill a big area. So you'll have dead spots throughout the blueberry patch. By taking the paintbrush, you can paint the individual weeds, put the weed killer right on them, and not hurt the blueberry plants around them. And that way you can just walk back and forth, dip the brush into the container, dab it on the weed, take a couple more steps, and continue to do this. Just make sure that you don't step where you've applied it. Because if you get it on your shoes and then you take a step, then you're going to be killing everything. So start forward, work backwards, always walking, backing up, and that will work good for you. Roundup will take about 2 to 3 weeks to really do the job permanently. And when, if you're going to buy Roundup, then make sure that you buy Roundup Max. It's a lot stronger. The traditional Roundup is like 16%. The Max is around 30. Or if you buy something called Cleanup from Bonide or Kills All from Fertilome, you're going to get 40% active ingredients because it's generic and it's a lot cheaper. So Cleanup or Kills All, and do the same thing. Just apply, if you use a pump can, you're going to end up killing a lot of the blueberries. But feed it with the aluminum sulfate, and if you can do it spring and fall, it'll be that much better for you. Thank you, Jim, and enjoy Nantucket. And you brought back some names, some memories. Thank you. Altman, who's up next?
Well, next we have Sandra over in Braintree, Massachusetts, and she wanted to ask about using manure in the garden.
Okay. Sandra, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hello, Paul. I love listening to you every Sunday morning. It's
Thank
so good
you.
To hear your voice. I just have a quick question. It's a basic question. I take care of horses that came from abuse situations, so I have a lot of access to horse manure. And my husband is the gardener, but he refuses to use our horse manure. He said that it's too acidic for the garden. Is that this is an ongoing argument that we have. Is that true,
okay,
or can you shed some light on that for us?
Sure. What you want to do is horse manure is not going to change the pH. It's not acidic, okay? The thing that you have to do with horse manure, it has to be a year old. If you take it fresh from the barn, a horse is very different than a cow. A horse will eat very, very quickly and doesn't chew totally. A cow will eat about at the same pace as a horse, maybe chew a little bit more. But the difference between a horse and a cow is a cow has two stomachs. So whatever isn't digested in the first one, when it's pushed into the second stomach, it's cleaned out there. And the acids in the stomach will eat and destroy the seed that the animal didn't crack open. The horse, it goes in one end and comes out the other end very, very quickly. So if he was being fed oats or wheat or some type of a grain like that, and he didn't digest it thoroughly, and you spread it on the garden, whatever he ate is going to come up. And you're going to have weeds like crazy. If you can let it sit in a compost pile for 1 year, that horse manure is going to be unbelievable. And it is going to feed your soil, and your husband will have the best garden he ever had. But tell him not to worry about the acidity. It is going to, by the time it's worked into the soil, it's neutral. And it will not change the pH of his soil. It will make the plants grow. It will hold moisture in the soil so that you have to water less. It will hold the nutrients in the soil if it's sandy. It will break up the clay in the soils if it's heavy. So it's a good thing. So you add it to clay soils to break it up. You add it to sandy soils to help it absorb and retain water. It's full of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. And you've got all that organic matter that's in the wood shavings or in the straw where the manure fell. But the main thing is you allow it to sit in a pile and compost for one season. And that's good. So this time of the year, if you have a friend or a neighbor that's got a horse, don't take it from the front of the pile. Take it from the back of the pile because that stuff is old and it's wonderful. Thank you. Altman, who's up next?
Well, this time we have Jean in Buzzards Bay, and she has a question about an oak tree.
Okay. Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi,
how
Jean.
Are you?
Good. And yourself, Jean?
I'm great, thanks. I can't wait for spring. I did go to the orchid show in Falmouth last week, and I bought two. And it was my first time, and oh, my God, they're gorgeous. But my question about the oaks, you know, the cicadas 2 years ago really did a number on them. So yeah. My first question is, you know, we were hoping that the leaves would come back last year, and a lot of them did not. So I have a couple of bald oaks in the backyard. My second question about oaks, I have one oak tree that the cicadas didn't do as bad a job on it. It has all its leaves, and it's one of those, like, triple trunks on the bottom, and it's gorgeous.
Right.
But what I noticed last summer, or actually in the fall I noticed it, there are three or four holes in the trunk at about, say, 5 feet up, and they're about, I stuck a twig in to figure it out, they're about an inch deep and about an eighth of an inch in diameter, or a quarter of an inch in diameter, and it scared me. I'm like, oh, my God, I hope there's not worms or something in there.
It could be as simple as a woodpecker looking for insects. If your tree is healthy, that hole will fill right in again during the year. Now, what you can do, ask your husband if he has any like caulking compound or sealant that you would put around the windows, or even a little bit of putty. And take the putty, push it right into the hole, and as the tree heals, it will push it out, and it will fill it in all by itself. But in the meantime, the hole is plugged in, and that will keep the moisture out, and it will keep other insects from coming in. Now, on the oaks that were damaged, what I'd like to see you do is I want you to fertilize that tree. Go to your garden center, and what you want is a product called Tree Tone or Plant Tone. And I want you to give the tree 1 pound of fertilizer per inch diameter. So put a ruler up against it. If it measures 24 ounces, give it a pound per inch. So buy a 25-pound bag. Make a series of holes underneath the tree with a crowbar and put a half a handful in each of the holes. Make the holes about 6 inches deep and do that in April. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Remember, go to paulparent.com and sign up to receive your free weekly email newsletter. When the front page comes up, scroll to the bottom, put your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you will get a free email newsletter. This past week we talked about the sourwood tree, witch hazel, which is a shrub that will bloom during February and March. The gloxinia, which is a giant African violet-type plant that's blooming right now, and you can buy it at your local nursery or garden center. And a perennial called lugwort. And this has the most incredible foliage that you've ever seen. And it grows in the sun or the shade. Otman, who's up next?
All right. Next up, we have Rosalind over in Cape Cod, and she wants to ask you about begonias.
Rosalind, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Glad I got through to you.
Thank you.
This is the first year I left my tuberous begonias in dirt when I took them in, and I know they start to, you know, the eyes start to emerge at this time of year. So I was wondering if I should water them. I'm afraid they might dry up. you know, when they were in paper peat moss, I could always check them and see when they were ready to be planted.
So they're in a pot and the soil's bone dry?
Yes.
Okay. I do the same thing with calla lilies for my wife. Some of them I dry and some that I grow in the pots have been in that same pot for 3 years. And those bulbs are far superior to the ones that I take out and I let them dry and I store them dry. The reason is the ones that you have, your begonias that are in that container of soil, the roots are still attached to the bulb. The plant is dormant. When you add water, the roots will absorb it. They'll wake up. They'll break dormancy. Your bulb will come and respond to you much faster. You'll end up with a bigger plant and more flowers. So you've done it the right way. I've been doing this for my wife loves calla lilies. And by doing it this way, she gets them earlier. So every year I'll buy some. But the ones that I keep in the containers on the floor in the basement, as long as I don't water them, they're fine. So leave them alone. And when you decide that it's now time for you to start them, most greenhouses will start tuberous begonias around the 1st of March. If you start them too early and you can't give them a lot of direct sun, they'll get real tall. And then they'll get top heavy and the stem won't have enough thickness. So if you can wait until March 1st, give them a good drink with a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, put them in a sunny window, you'll end up with a real thick stem and lots of flowers. So for now, look at them and say, enjoy the nap because I'm waking you up in 30 days. Thank you, Rosalind. Ottman, can we get one more in? What do you think?
I think we can. We may have time for Linda in South Yannis asking about a golden chain tree.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a golden chain tree that's about 8 years old, and it's about 15 feet tall. It gets about 8 hours of sun a day. It didn't bloom last year, and I'm worried about it.
Okay. Did you notice any cracking or missing foliage clusters on it?
It did have the clusters on it, but they never opened.
Okay. You know, part of the problem, Linda, could have been the weather. A lot of my plants in Maine that normally flower heavy did not flower the way that they normally do. A lot of them flowered later. The bloom didn't last as long. I would just get a bag of plant tone fertilizer. And in April, feed them according to the diameter of the trunk. And I think you're going to be in good shape. We just had such terrible weather that I think that some of the flower buds actually rotted before they had a chance to bloom. And because we had so much moisture, the insects went crazy. So in April, as soon as you can get out in the yard and enjoy it, feed them, and I think you'll be in great shape. Just regular plant tone fertilizer. And remember, it has the mycorrhiza in it, and that's going to help also. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday.